Hello.
Hi, Andrew.
This is Andrew speaking.
Hello, Andrew. How are you doing today? This is Evan from Local Splash giving you a call back.
Oh, hey, Evan. Give me one sec. All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can hear you now. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing pretty good, boss. How about yourself?
Doing well. Last time we were speaking, you got like into a bad reception area and our call dropped, and I don't think we got to reconnect after that.
Right.
Yeah. And in the meantime, did you get any chance to like look us up or come up with any questions that you might have?
So I just went over my question. My biggest question was, what can you do for me without Google My Business page?
Oh, so you're wanting to stay away from a Google My Business page? Or were you just not having one yet?
Just the not having one yet.
Oh, well, man, that's no problem for us. It's really one of the first things we do, like, in a lot of cases.
So I don't have the license and stuff, though, to get the page. Unless you're just like, I doubt it, because you obviously have to follow some type of regulations, and I don't have that, because they need to verify.
Oh, for the licensing for right now?
Right.
For the gutters. I mean, do you have insurance?
Do I have what?
Do you have insurance for the company?
Not yet.
Okay. Do you plan on getting that stuff soon? I'm just trying to see how we pivot with this.
Well, yeah, I am. It is something that I'm trying to get.
Okay. Well, with that, that might be an issue. We have a couple workarounds within getting around, like, just because if you're a newer business like yourself, just
right,
getting like the licensing and insurance, Google doesn't expect that to be done right away. There's certain workarounds where we can put that into it, essentially avoiding the word contractor. This is just me knowing off of my knowledge. Our technicians are a lot more experienced and have a lot more expertise in this. But I know like words like contractor or things like that, in that nature, essentially wield you out of needing the listing or needing the license for the listing, and that things of that nature. But as long as you plan on getting it anytime soon, we can still work with you, getting you verified and everything of that nature on the Google Business page. Like I said, that's
and you could do
things.
All that. You could do all that without this information right now.
Yeah. There's certain workarounds where we can put you still on to Google My Business page in the meantime, and then whenever you do get that licensing and insurance, it's essentially just an additional approval we work through for you. We submit all that licensing and stuff for you and get that approved, so then we can integrate you into further listings that are a little bit more honed in. But we'd still be able to market you for a great deal of services that you offer. Just certain things Google gets a little bit pesky about.
So now what exactly will you guys be doing? And like, okay, like for example, like with Facebook, like what will you do with that?
So on Facebook, we'll be doing two things. For first and foremost, we're going to be keeping up with the profile, keeping that updated so we can show off your work and just have a good community outreach and just general profile to people based off of. Because a lot of the outreach in general on there, aside from the posting, is going to be the advertisements. Out of the cost that we're going to give you, $100 of it is going directly to Facebook advertisements, which is about like 400 to 600 individual advertisements a month. And with those, we can really target the audience with those. Like I'm saying, if someone's already doing searches for any type of gutter cleaning or service, if they actually already visit like your Yelp page or your Google page or something like that, we can make sure that as soon as they hop onto Facebook, they're going to see an advertisement for you and usually see you for a second time, which is really great because if you think about it, people spend a lot more of their free time on Facebook, just on their timeline, than they do actively searching for any type of service they need. Does that make sense?
Right, right, right. It does. Okay, and then, and then, what I forget all exactly what you had said that you guys are going to do or would do.
Yeah, so we're taking care of Google, the Google Maps, Google Voice, pretty much all aspects of Google for you. We'll be taking care of Yelp for you. We'll be taking care of Bing, Safari, Apple, also the voices, the other voices, the Amazon voice and the Siri voice, making sure that all those are put together correctly, also the Facebook side of things. And with all this, we also do review monitoring, because once we do get you at the top of these listings, we want to make sure you stay there. And the name of the game with that is primarily just keeping up with reviews, which we have some tools we integrate to all this for you. It's non-invasive for your clients. It just gives them the easiest access to leave you a review. That way, you don't have to hassle yourself or hassle them about leaving you a review. They just have an easy click to review access, and it's just a link they can do from a lot of different avenues. Make it really simple. Also, we give you like a live reporting system with all this, which is really great because you're going to be able to see a range of analytics from the new jobs we're getting you all the way down to the click we get for you and even the location on the map that click's coming from, which is really great because definitely you'll be able to see that. But not only that, the management team that takes care of all of this for you is able to look at those analytics. And from there, they're actually able to see specific spots you get a lot of work from and actually program your listings in with an emphasis on those specific spots just to ensure we're selecting and going after the right markets to maximize the amount of jobs you get.
Okay, now so this is a question I have. Say once, say I use you guys, and I've been using you guys for like a year, however many months. Once that phase, say we decide that, hey, you know what, I just don't need it no more, or whatever the case may be. How does that look like with you guys? Like, do you guys take all the stuff that you've created and like, it's yours technically, and how does all that work?
Yeah, so the beauty of this, man, is everything is under your ownership at the end of the day. We're essentially just like an employee you hire on to do marketing for you with the sole purpose to find new jobs. So, God forbid, at some point you do decide to leave us, it's simply just a call to us and we stop working with you. And honestly, in full transparency, once you do have that type of position and exposure we're talking about, you could honestly keep up it with yourself by just monitoring your own reviews and making sure people leave them so you maintain that spot. But otherwise, everything will stay the same.
Okay, okay. And then, what else do I have? Yelp. Okay, so what are you going to do? How are you going to, because I have a Yelp page, and I don't want to say I do a lot, but most of my, like, leads and stuff that I'm getting now are coming from Yelp. Whether it's like leads that I'm reaching out to or they're just coming in, but how does that work?
Right. So with Yelp, it follows along the same things, being listed for the correct terms and the correct terminologies. Also on top of that, you got to follow market trends, which is a big thing on Yelp as well. How people organize and what they're going after in a seasonal sense is a big deal. So it's just a kind of a whole algorithm of ways to go about that. But it's essentially just like Google, where we get you positioned in one of the top spots, usually within the top five of Yelp. That way, if people really look after it and it's their source to find any type of service, we're going to make sure that you're easy to find on there. You're one of the first options that they see.
Okay, okay. Okay, and then how are you guys with, like, working with the owners? Like, how are you guys, rather the owner be hands-off, hands-on? Like, how do you guys integrate that at all?
Well, with this, past the setup point, like the initial like week or so where we're getting everything together, anything that you have to do on your end, we'll be happy to walk you through and just take you through it. We'll even hop on a video call if you really need some just good insight and make sure you're doing everything correctly. But honestly, past that, we really don't expect you to do much except answer the phone and do the jobs you so choose. However, if you do ever want to run promotions, if you have some type of like updates to like the pictures you want to have and things of that nature or addition and services, we are more than happy to have fluent communication with you at all times. Actually, we prefer that, so that way we're always putting out new pictures, new things of your own, always keeping updated with the season as well. The more communication we have with you, the better, and the more direct and just unique we can make this marketing campaign for you.
Right. Am I going to have, is there going to be like a head person that's like, I guess, because I'm assuming somewhere along the line you guys have like program managers or something that like to tailor to your individual clients, right? Like, is there like that head?
Yeah. With this, you get a team of specialists. So each individual is going to have some type of specialty or point they take care of primarily for you. And also they're going to have a manager that's over them in the general sense. So that way, if they ever go out of the office for vacation or sickness, you're always going to have someone here that knows what's going on with your specific program and exactly what's happening. That way you're never left in the dark or ever hung out to dry where you feel like no one is there to help you.
All right. Cool. All right, that works. And then what do you mean by, like, add-ons or things? Like, so if I just say, hey, if I get some new pictures because this new project that we just did, and do I have to pay to upload those to you guys or send them to you guys?
No. So we set up some free avenues, like just like Google Drive or, like, I know there's some, like, email ways. It's just whatever is most convenient for you. We set up with you in order for us to just have the easiest access for you to deliver these pictures. But there's no charge or anything like that that's associated with it. That $249 is all you're charged for, is all you're going to be billed for at all.
And do you guys create content? Or, like, what exactly are you guys doing? And how are you doing it to rank me on the top page of these? What does that all entail?
So there's two sides to this. The content creation is primarily for your Facebook side of things. That's where we get a lot of your pictures and we update that and make unique advertisements and posts of that nature. That way there's always something new that's coming out that's fresh and it's not redundant for the consumer. And then on the other side of things is going to be really programming heavy. We have some technicians that their whole entire job here and has been for the last 20 years is specifically learning market trends, knowing the specifics of new algorithms, especially with AI. They automate a lot of how people search up and how those results are driven. So there's always constant learning on those people's ends. And then, of course, just marketing and putting you into the right keywords. That way, if anyone's searching up even a variation of what you offer, or if they're not typing in directly because they're simply just not attuned to those types of things and familiar with that type of terminology, we know how to target those people, because at the end of the day, they're still looking for that service. They're still looking for someone to get it done. We just need to make sure they come to you.
Right. Okay. And then when it comes to like overall success, like, do you guys have like we guarantee this, or you know what I mean? Like, hey, well, you know, most clients usually see an uptick of this percentage or whatever the case may be. Obviously, I'm assuming everything's case by case, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for starters, we, in writing on our terms and conditions, give you about a 45-day range for you to see a whole night and day difference. you'll definitely land some jobs and have an uptick in your traffic that will gradually increase. But for you to see essentially a tenfold, where if you're seeing 3 calls every week now, we can efficiently say with this type of exposure, we can definitely get you about 30. It's not a tall order with this type of just exposure and this type of marketing to attain that. And then on top of that, just from a personal perspective, in 2024, I signed on 260 individual clients with me throughout the year. And throughout all of them, none of them canceled with us. I held on to 100% of those people, and they're still with us today. Just to put in perspective of just how successful we are with this, because it all comes down to a formula that we've had down for probably the last 10 years. I mean, granted, we've had 10 years of trial and error, but at this point, we know this like the back of our hand.
Okay. And then do you guys have like packages or things, or how do you guys base your service and your price to the client? How do you guys, is that based off of one service needs? Is that based off of, we have several tiered packages that's chosen from, or we just kind of like, how does that all play out? And how
so,
to maximize the best competitive package or things of that nature?
Right. So when I selected your package, because that's my job, I looked at a range of different factors in between your services. I have a tool that shows me a rough demand within the service area, which also has a big thing to do with it. The service area, of course, that you're dealing with. Also, how we position that, and also just where you're at as a company and what fits you and what you don't have yet. And with all those things together, I formulate an idea to at least get you in. It's not an entry-level package. It's kind of a mid-tier entry-level, just to at least give you some good groundwork, something that's going to make a definite positive impact, that's going to be essentially bringing you to a new level in your business and just making you successful. And then from there, if you ever feel like expanding, if you feel like hiring on more people or even going into different cities, we have packages that follow along with that that can procure and just take you to that level as well. But the reason I selected this one is just because I feel like it fits your business and where you're at, not only as a geographical sense, but just in general in your online presence the best.
Okay, and where do you have me at?
For right now, obviously, you're in the starting sense. You're not ground level where you don't have anything up yet. You have a website up. You have a Yelp page. You have things going on Facebook. And you have things in order. You already have a foundation down. So we don't have to establish that. It's something where we're just taking that next step for you, where it's just getting what you already have brought up to where people can find it without knowing the name of your business, but instead just the service that they need.
Right, okay. And then so right now I have my do you guys need like access to my website and all that?
Very minimal. So on the website side of things, this is like something that's super managerial. We wouldn't even be able to make that big of changes to it. I don't know how technically sound you are. Like, where do you host your website currently?
I host it on Bluehost.
Okay, perfect. So you have your domain. You know what that is, right? Like the name of your website?
Correct.
So on the back end of it, you could go on Bluehost right now and see this. This is kind of technical, but stay with me here. There's something on the back door of it. It's called the DNS. That stands for Domain Name Servers. It's essentially the lines of code that connect your website to that domain and everything else. It just makes it function. All we do with this type of programming is go in there and add like 2 lines of code. It doesn't affect your website at all or its functionality. It's totally in the background, but it connects it to all these listings and this exposure that we're doing for you. And then we take care of that. The strongest access we do have is just like a managerial access point for your Facebook business page. But then at the end of the day, your Facebook business page is managed by you alone in your private profile. So even though we have access to that business page, you still have full rank and full over administration of it at the end of the day.
Okay. Right. Right. And so now, based off of everything that you know about that, what would you say your best competitive offer could be to me? Even though you already done told me what you, but I'm just asking.
Yeah, I mean, with you already having the website, you being brand new, I was able to get those two discounts together for you, which is going to be our lowest rate that we have. For this package, it's going to be $249 without a setup fee, because normally this is a package that's $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. But with those two discounts put together, I was able to bring it down to the $249 and just remove the setup fee altogether, which, like I said, is the best offer I could probably bring up with you. We'll definitely bring
that
up with
you. And what is the likelihood of you guys being like, oh, well, this changed, so we need to do it, and it's going to cost this much now? Like,
we don't do that here. We will never do that to you. We lock you in at this price today, and whether you stay with us for a year or 10 years, we'll never bring it up on you at any point. And we do put that in our terms and conditions for you.
Okay. And then once I have all that stuff for like my licensing and insurance and all, once I have those, you guys will be, you'll already have me unsuspended, or like you have to still wait until I get all that to be unsuspended?
It's all subjective with that. I've seen quite a few people be unsuspended with you. You're doing gutter repair and servicing. So with that, it's all about kind of workarounds in the state you're in. We can have some workarounds there to get you unsuspended and get you back onto Google. And then whenever you do get that licensing and the insurance together, we're just going to put that onto there so we can avoid anything else from happening in the future.
Right. All right. So what do you need from me, boss? Because I did look you guys up, and I compared you to another company that I was using, but they really couldn't help me because
right.
of my not having the license for the business profile. And for whatever reason, they said that they couldn't do much for me outside of putting me on some listings and stuff, but...
Yeah, we'll get you going, man. And, yeah, definitely... The sooner the better for the insurance. At least the licensing we can hold off on for a little bit. The insurance is really the big thing in most cases. Like I said, we have workarounds for a lot of different things and can list you for things that still associate with the time being. And then really, at least when you get that insurance, we can really put you out there. But in the meantime, we'll definitely get you exposure that you need and just increase your flow in general. Now, as for that, for things I need from you, all we have to do is just process the first payment. I get some baseline information from you, and at this same call, we're going to schedule, at your best convenience, your onboarding. That's going to be like a 20 to 40-minute plus conversation with our programming specialist. They really deep dive and get all the information that I don't get from you, as well as just a well-rounded idea of where you plan on taking this business. And then immediately when you get off that call, they get straight to work. So just to get that going, Andrew, what are your hours of operation looking like currently?
9 to 6.
And is that Monday through Friday?
Correct.
Great. Now, we're going to market you for everything that you offer, but within that, do you have any type of specialty or maybe like money-making job that you want more of? Because we are able to focus in on stuff like that.
Um, Probably the gutter installs, gutter installations. Like gutter replacement, like doing a full installs.
Okay, full installs.
Yeah.
And are you only servicing residential with this, or are you doing some commercial as well?
We haven't done commercial yet, but we're open to doing commercial. We just know that when you do commercial, there's a lot more than they need.
Right. We can definitely target.
So right now, I'm just staying with, like, the residential. Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I looked at it too.
Yeah, down the road, especially when you get, like, those licensing insurance, just to stay out of those loop, just those downfalls, we can definitely get you out there once we have that in line. But as for right now, we can do residential. And then, what are some, like, specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting to be marketed in?
So Alameda County. Oh shit, I had all this written down because I was gonna, I have been working on my SEO personally myself, but I only know how to do so much. Where the heck was all my stuff?
So you're going from San Francisco all the way down to San Jose, huh?
Pretty much. So all of those, like, counties, I know it's like Santa Clara County.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't think of all of them off the top of my head. It was like Costa Rica, Costa Mesa or some, forget.
Yeah, we can definitely get that together. I mean, if we have a rough idea, that's all we're looking for now, because, like I said, we have some pretty good analytics to back all this with. So definitely, once we get you rolling, will you be able to see where you're getting some good work from and be able to start targeting those areas more specifically? But just to start off with, we need a rough
pretty idea. Much just like the Bay Area, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, not so much like the North Bay, like Vallejo and all that type area, more so just like from the city downward. And like Berkeley and, you know.
Yeah.
The surrounding, within like that little 50-mile radius of Oakland, San Francisco City.
For sure. Okay, that puts in perfect perspective for me then. Thank you.
Yeah.
I got all that together. And Andrew, I have your name spelled as normal, first name, and then last name is spelled J-I-M-E-N-E-Z. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what is a good email for you?
It's Mr. Jimenez, M-R-J-I-M-E-N-E-Z, 8409@gmail.com.
8049?
Yeah, 8409.
And what's a good billing address for you?
947 F Street in Wasco, California. 93280.
F Street.
Wasco, California.
Okay, thank you. Now just give me one moment. I'm applying those two discounts we had. All right, I got that all applied. So for this transaction today, what kind of card are we going to be using?
Visa.
Okay, great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
4879-1700-5939-2622.
And the expiration date, please?
0629.
And the CV code as well, please.
388.
I'm sorry, it's kind of fuzzy. 88.
388.
Oh, 388?
Yeah.
And the expiration date was June of 29, correct?
Correct.
Great. And Andrew, we're never going to give out your personal information, but just because of the sheer amount of traffic we will have coming your way, and sadly because of today's climate on the internet, the likelihood of you getting a spoof call is a little bit up there. So what we do to combat that, to make sure that nothing happens malicious or anything bad, we set up a security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you would just ask us this question, and we would immediately answer it for you. We have three different options for that question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to do?
Let's do the first pet.
Great. And what's the answer for that?
Jack. J-A-C-K.
Great. Now, before I'm actually able to process this payment, I have to do something called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance just to outline the service agreement, and it's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, Andrew, but if at any point I'm going through this and you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me, and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, great. Now, to get us started, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Reliable Gutter Solutions.
Great. And please state your name and your title within the business.
Andrew Jimenez, and I'm the owner.
Great. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Great. So if you could open up your phone contacts for me, I'm going to give you our phone number. From here on out, this is going to be the only one we contact you from, as well as how you contact us. You can save it under the name Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
What is it?
That is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Great. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I do.
Great. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that one more time.
Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Like in the event that I use another agency like yourselves or similar?
Yeah, just in the sense if you ever hire on anyone to do anything for you, you just let us know about it so we know how to accommodate in the best way possible.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, April 23rd, in the amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Perfect.
All right, processing that now.
It went through.
All right. Well, Andrew, I do want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you on to the Local Splash team. I think this is going to be a great opportunity for the both of us and just the start of a relationship that will last for years to come. Now, there's just two things we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email just giving you our terms and conditions that I would need you to sign real quick. And as soon as you do that, we're going to schedule your client interview for your best convenience.
All right. I didn't get no text message, so. Nor did I get an email.
Okay, it should have just sent to you now.
Oh, I gotta.
It'll say something along the lines of click here to accept subscription terms.
Oh, okay. I see. I got the text message. It's just a link. I agree receiving sending messages. Phone. Will it say click here to type name?
Yeah, I'll have you type out your name there and then click submit.
I'll send you submit. Oh, there it is. Okay. Telling me to sign in with credentials.
Yeah, they'll set that up for you. Let's go ahead and schedule your client interview. Let me pull that up. One moment. All right, so for this, it's going to be, like I said, like a 20 to 30 minute long conversation. We have the next one available at 2 o'clock today. We also have one available at 3 o'clock. If not today, we have the full availability for this week and, of course, next week.
1 o'clock and 2 o'clock for when?
No, 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock today, and then we have availability all this week.
What was it today? Today is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do tomorrow. Can we do tomorrow in the morning, like around like 10?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me go ahead and schedule that. And this phone number we've been using, Andrew, the 510-550-5500. 5241 is the better one to use?
Well, yeah, that's just the company phone number. Perfect. It gets forwarded to the phone number.
Perfect. Let me just schedule that for us one moment here. All right. Well, we are all scheduled up tomorrow for that 10 a.m. Client interview. I'll actually be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist that's going to be conducting the interview and get the two of you acquainted. But otherwise, man, we are all good to go. There's nothing else we need to do. Again, man, I want to congratulate you and welcome you onto the Local Splash team. I really think this is just going to be a great move for you that's going to help you thrive in the long run.
Absolutely. Thank you, bud. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem, Andrew. You have a great rest of your afternoon, man. And I'll call you up tomorrow morning and we'll get all this rolling, okay?
All right. Appreciate you, Evan.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.